This is Dr. Schumacher. Dictating a progress note on Marion Brown, BOWN, date was 16,022. Place of the lodges of Duran. The target is Brown, the scene. As a follow up here, she has heart failure, Addison disease, and Graves' disease, period. She has vertigo from time to time and does follow the cardiology. She also has atrial fibrillation caused by cardiology, period. She has had falls in the past, but not as many lately, period. She has had a history of inflammatory breast cancer and had a double mastectomy, period. That doesn't appear to be active now, period. She does feel cold much of the time and keeps her apartment warm, period. About 2 weeks ago, there was a period of vomiting and diarrhea, period. However, a flu-like illness of this sort has been going around the facility, period. She feels better now, period. From the standpoint of her congestive heart failure comma, she denies she has slight dyspnea, but she denies any chest pain or nausea or any other major complaints now, period. The history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but at the moment there's no palpitations or excess, and there's mild dizziness from time to time, period. Most of it's described as vertigo, though, period. Okay. No specific new complaints, period. Past history is positive for adrenal cortical insufficiency, namely Addison, hypothyroidism, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, primary hypertension, chronic systolic heart failure, hypomagnesemia, chronic gastritis without bleeding, acute insomnia. We've had episode of hypopremia once. Gastritis. Hypertension. Denied position of vertigo. Paragraph examination. Not acutely distressed or ill and was adequately nourished. Temperature 97.9, pulse 92, 5-18, ocean saturation 98%. Head and neck, pupil become reactive to the light, eyelids and stomach are normal, extraction is normal, all mucosa are normal, ears normal to inspections. Next up, no mask, no palpable fibromyalgia, no nose. The lungs were clear of the concussion. An auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal heart sound, no gallop, no murmur, there's no pitting edema of the feet, abdomen is soft and not tender, no palpable gamma-megaly. When you CNS, cranial results are normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no joint inflammation. New paragraph assessment and plan. Thank you.
longer than your highs and lows. Your creativity can't shine any bad day because
people are familiar with your Bible. I'm going to go see some days. Should I see Ms. Schroeder? Or should I see Mrs. Schroeder?
Once they leave Braemar, it's proving the truth.
Who are you going to see?
Full spectrum
release
for all bipolar
loans. Yeah, I can keep Mrs. Brown has Addison's disease. That's the one at the lodges. I was in her current at the lodges, Marion Brown.
Oh, are you charging?
I'm charting. She has Florinef ordered and prednisone, period. She's getting hydrocortisone now, a total of 50 milligrams a day, 2 tablets twice a day. And 1 extra dose of 10, period. She's on fludrocortisone, 0.1 milligram daily, period. We'll check cortisol level, fasting, and a basic metabolic panel, period. 2, she has congestive heart failure, and I'll continue the current dose of Lasix 40 milligrams daily. Depending on the lab values, I may have to consider cutting down on fludrocortisone if she keeps getting edema here. And we'll monitor her weight and her edema and her lung status, period. 3, she has hypothyroidism, I'll continue to level thyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, period. She has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and I will continue metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, plus Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. 6, she does have chronic gastritis without bleeding, and she had a recent flu-like illness that was diarrhea, period. She gets abdominal pain easily, and I'll add Bentrol 10 milligrams twice a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.